Blog Talk Radio. Archivist, the modern day mystic, as she helps you find your personal intuitive uniqueness and universal alignment for a more meaningful life. You're listening to the Modern Day Mystic with your host, Cynthia Barkavisser.
Well, happy Monday afternoon. This is Cynthia Barkavisser, your modern day mystic. And today I would love to talk about stuff. I mean, just all kinds of stuff. The stuff that's in your car, the stuff that's in your house, the stuff that's on your desk, and which, of course, all ends up relating to the stuff that's inside of you, right? What's inside your head, what's inside your heart, and what's inside your energy. So just as we do every show, I would love to take your calls. So feel free to give us a call in at 657-383-0608, and I'm happy to do a quick one question reading for you. Press 1, and if not, just hang out in the chat room and have a nice talk with the amazing Tana Newberry, who was just on the last show talking with Laura Galvin, and I'm happy to answer your questions there. All I need from you is your name, your birth month, and your age, and not necessarily in that order. So however you want to do it would be great with me. So anyway, here's where the topic came from. I teach a class every Thursday, and spring's coming up, and I thought, spring cleaning, what a great way to do classes. Let's go ahead and talk about psychometry, which is the items that you wear that take on your energy or other people's energy and holds energy. Let's talk about decluttering. Let's talk about memories. Let's talk about all these other great things, which leads to fun and interactive classes. Well, funny thing is, I look around in my office and it's a crap show. I mean, I've got lots of stuff in here, and it's as if I didn't realize it. And because the universe is as lovely as it is, I get a phone call from one of my friends, Bethany St. Clair, who does feng shui. She's a feng shui practitioner. She's amazing, by the way. I highly recommend her, and she also does organizing. And she just happened to give me a call out of the blue. And we had a lovely talk. She's asking how I was doing. And, of course, she says, and how's your office? And I had to tell her it needs a little bit of help. So what I'd like to talk about is that in my belief system, everything is energy. Our thoughts are energy. Our feelings are energy. We are energy that has body form to it, that is confined in time and space, but we are still energy. And then, of course, as our thoughts go out, where do they go? Right, they go out into the universe, and sometimes they go out into the universe, and sometimes they settle down, and down meaning down in some places in your house, or law of attraction, that energy attracts to a thing, and hops onto this thing. I wanted to tell you a couple of funny stories about how energy works. So one day I was teaching a class on how things hold energy. And one of my friends, Allison Amick, was really kind and let us go to her house and clear out her house as part of the class. So I hadn't been there before, and it was a cute little one bedroom that were in the class. And we were talking about how things hold energy and the imbalance of the balance versus imbalance of a room. And I kept going back to this one picture, 8x10 frame picture of this boy, of this young man, actually. And it was holding a lot of energy that was not in alignment with with my friend who is light and angelic and sweet and loves nature, and it just was just not in balance. So I said, "Hey, what's going on with this? What's going on with this picture?" And she says, "Oh, it's a picture of my dad, and he gave it to me when I moved out." Okay, so we all had a quick little chuckle, and I said, "Okay, let's clear it." So I showed her the techniques. You know, I was showing the class the techniques of clearing it. One of them is using sound. And we were, you know, using sound, and that baby would not budge. The energy didn't want to budge. So I said, "Allison, you know, give me a little bit more information about this picture." And she says, "Well, you know, my dad just wanted me to have something of his, and because I was moving out, he thought it would be really nice so that I could be, you know, that he could be close to me." And she says, "But you know, the frame is pretty old and it's broken. So let's see if it's the, you know, the breaking." And so she opens up, you know, it's just her simple frame, standing frame. And as she opens up, we find that she has a history of all his 8x10 pictures, just years and years and years of her dad. In this photo. And, you know, we cracked up and we talked about it. And, you know, she felt bad about not having any pictures of him. So we asked, you know, to have her choose one and send the rest back or ask her sister if she wanted it. And once that was done, then the energy felt different. And then she felt different, which is a pretty amazing thing. You know what I'm going to do is I would love to take a call right now and then just keep going back and forth, and let's just wander a little bit today. It matches the weather here in Oakland, where it's you know, it's got a lot of possibility just to know what. So before I take this call, I want to remind you just to call on in. It's 657-383-0608, and press 1 if you want to talk with me. So Miss Amazing Tana, may I please speak with Georgette when you have a moment? So is Georgette here?
I am on the line. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm having a really lovely day today. It's very interesting talking about stuff and being in my office with stuff. And how are you? Yeah, how are you?
I'm good too. That kind of resonates for me, Cynthia. And you know, I loved your intro and what you're all about. I love the idea that you're a modern day mystic. And
oh, thanks.
And then the part about, you know, finding a personal uniqueness and a universal alignment for a more meaningful life. I'm all about these days. You know, maybe moving out of the way of all of the things that are keeping my life small.
Uh-huh.
So any message that you have, you know, that wants to come through to help me move even more towards a more meaningful and extraordinary life, I would love to hear.
Yeah, no, you're in a really good space right now. You know, here I am talking about it's about springtime, so let's do some decluttering. You've done some, you know, moving things around, but this is the year where you actually want to go austere. So take a look, because this is what I'm hearing. Usually right around now we're thinking, and just so you know, I'm getting ready to turn 50. So you and I are fairly, you know, pretty close in age. So right around now we're talking about legacy, and we're looking back. Well, guess what, my friend, you are actually looking forward, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And, to do that, that's why it's okay for you to go austere. So, huge amounts of donations would be great for you, you know, of things that you already have, really, really pare down on the things that you have. The reason you want to do this is because you're a pretty intuitive person. You hear things, and you actually are a pretty good reader. Once you feel like you've got that connection, the information comes through, and you're like, wow, you know, this, you know, I'm having this free and easy conversation, right? So I don't know if you know that, but you actually do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So if you go austere and really take the spring cleaning to heart, your shift is going to kick into high gear. I won't call it overdrive because you're really good about not pressing pedal to the metal, but it is going to accelerate and you're going to go ahead and be able to move forward. I see that there's some charity work that is going to be going on with you at this that's really important. So if you're not doing charity work right now, start looking into it. It's going to be one of those big eye openers for you. And if you are if you have your own business, it's going to shift up and kick gears. And if not, I highly recommend looking into your own business.
Okay.
So what you got going on?
Well, you know, I work for myself. I'm an independent contractor. However, I've been wanting to, you know, really crystallize and define the business that I do want to move more into.
Uh-huh.
Right now it's going as a part-time bread and butter, which is not, you know, it's not really the direction that I'm moving towards, but it's okay for now. But I really want to crystallize something important and fulfilling for me. And that's where I'm at.
Well, here's the thing. It's really funny is that what I'm hearing is that you've got a service-oriented business and that it's not going full circle. And because it's not going full circle is why it's not going forward. So go austere in your personal life, and don't ask me why. I'm just hearing that you need to go austere in your personal life with all your stuff. Then what's going to happen is you're going to find the calling of what's bigger than you to volunteer, which will tie it back around into your business. And once you have that complete story, that's when it's all going to shift up and move along. So it's just got that one missing piece.
When you say volunteer, could it be for, I mean, I feel like I'm volunteering my time right now for a singer-songwriter and helping her put the pieces together. Is that the kind of volunteer that you mean?
No, that one is, so okay. the reason being is that and don't stop. I mean, it's really lovely that you're helping, but what's happening is that your when I say charity work, you want to think purpose over people. So if you're helping this one person, the singer-songwriter, and you know what the purpose is, and knowing that you're going to be helping more people with like her, and that you're honing your charity, that's one thing. I have a feeling that there's an emotional tie more than there is a purpose tie, okay? And the emotional tie could be something as simple as, you know, I really want to help her out because it feels good to help, instead of going, you know, let me give you a quick story and maybe that'll help me bring it back around to you. Okay. So, I have a brother, he's a stepbrother, but he's my heart brother, and, he does sales for a living and it doesn't fulfill him. So he's, you know, he's really handy. He started doing carpenter work. He's in Colorado. And there's this wood called beetle kill. Have you ever seen beetle kill pine?
No.
Okay. It's really beautiful. The sad part is that there are these beetles that eat into the wood and they're killing off whole forests. But as they're doing it, it changes the color of the grain of the wood. So you'll actually see blue and green within the wood. So,
wow.
Right. So what he's doing is that while they're cutting down this beetle kill, he's turning it, he's repurposing it and turning it into furniture and musical instruments. Okay.
Cool.
And the musical instruments he has donated to kids with autism. And he has, because he loves Colorado, he loves nature, then he knows a portion of his work is to reseeding these forests that are being lost to beetle kill. Okay, so that's his full circle, right? Because he's got the passion of the beetle kill, and then all of a sudden it goes back. And wouldn't you know it, because of this, all of a sudden he's getting business from all different areas that he wouldn't know, and he's got more business than he knows what to do with. So he's actually now on his way to shift it up. So that's a really long way of saying there's a piece of you that hasn't tied into your charity work. And once you've tied into your charity work, then the business will shift. And it feels service-oriented, so it feels like it's like if you're doing singer-songwriter, it would feel more more on purpose if you had a class where there was a setting and tasks and you said, okay, here's my purpose. This is how I want to help you. And then you had that drive forward and then allow the group to expand on what it is that you're bringing to the table. Does that make better sense? What I mean?
Oh, okay. So when you said if I had a class, do you mean like a class that I would be teaching?
Mm-hmm. Or okay. A group, you know, or having a group setting. Basically, what it is, it's about being really clear that your purpose is greater than the person that you're cleaning. Haha, that's not what I meant. than the person that you're helping.
Right. Well, she does do message music. She does do inspiring message music, very inspirational, and so that was the reason that I felt called
compelled
to help her.
Sure.
Yeah. Because I do believe that the music, you know, some music today can be very tie into lower density energy. She does very high density. I mean, high vibrational energy, and so I feel like I want to support that so that, you know, there's more of that messaging getting out.
Sure.
In
so
song.
If that's so if that's your thing, then what you want to do is then you want to encompass it, and you want to encompass it and go, okay, so if this is my message, then here's how I'm going to tie it in. And that's pretty much it. Can I ask what kind of work you do?
Well, actually right now I nanny for two children. I also do intuitive readings and really haven't done a lot of that. In other words, I'm not focused on that these days, but I want to be more involved in guiding people through intuitive messages.
Then, you know, it would be a lot of fun for you to have like a let's just call it a meditation class, better than anything else, or a meditation group. So just go, hey, bring your instruments, and bring your journals. Here's what we're gonna do, and then you lay it out, and you say, this is why, because I want to help you get your message across faster, and then have a practical aspect of it too, which is okay. So and now let's see, you're a songwriter, you're a musician. Now you start talking about your aspect of what challenges you, and then now let's go ahead and get inspired. And now what's happening is that's encompassing. Does that make sense when I say it now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
that's
that's where you want the purpose to be greater than the person. And then what will happen is that you'll find that's where you're going to hone in and go, oh, here's my niche. Here's where it is that I belong. And it belongs not the word, because you belong to everything, but here's my niche. And so, and then boom, all of a sudden you're going to have people coming to you, and it's going to be so much more enriching.
Oh my gosh. And it includes the music that I love so much.
Absolutely. And I'm getting goosebumps, which means that you are completely on, you're on task, and that's all that needs to happen. Okay.
Thank you so much. My gosh.
Feel free to, hey, if you need to, just remember, you can always revisit this blog,
podcast.
Channel. Yeah, this podcast, and you've got it. So, and I'm also always happy to help you one-on-one or, you know, in other ways, okay?
Thank you, Cynthia. Oh, you've been amazing today. Thank you so much for me.
Thank you. Take care. Thank you. All right. That is what I, that was an amazing phone call, and I'm so grateful to have had that moment to chat, because it's exactly where I wanted to go with this is that when we have stuff in our lives, we're just a little bit foggy, not even super foggy, but just enough fog that we can't see where that one little thing is. And sometimes it's something as simple as that we want to be of purpose so badly that we're actually looking a little bit too hard. And cleaning out your things is something that's very simple. And, you know, you hear people say it, clean your stuff, you know, clean your space, clean your mind. And it works. Energetically, what happens is that as you release things that are around you, what will happen is that the energy of the things that you do have in your space is more in alignment with what you want to do, how you want to feel, and it keeps you within your intention. So that's one thing. I also wanted to talk about some people who have who love to wear their jewelry. I have this piece that I inherited from my mom, and I loved the piece so much. And it had this crazy sapphire in the middle, as the major stone. And one day the stone fell out and it was lost. And the piece was so unique, I made it my my focus to replace the stone. So the funny thing is that I found a stone that's incredibly similar. I took it back to the original jeweler. I recreated as much as possible, but the stone isn't the same, and the stone doesn't have my mom's energy in it. So even though the ring feels good and it's still absolutely gorgeous and it is a conversation piece, it doesn't have the same energy to it. And that's okay, because now it's going to take on my energy, and hopefully I'll be leaving it to one of my daughters when that day happens. And I hope that day isn't anytime soon, because I really want to enjoy that piece of jewelry a little bit longer, but it will have a little bit of a different feel to it. And then before I take another phone call, it's my belief system. I don't know if you all know, but I come from Oakland, but my family comes from the island of Java in Indonesia. And it's really crazy that both of my parents came from Java, but they met here in Berkeley, California. And, and this is where I got to be. But in this belief from my family is that as the items are the inherited pieces are handed down from generation to generation, what happens is that they actually get an energy of their own because of all the energy that has been passed on and kept. So I would love to talk to anybody about that if they wanted to. But in the meantime, I would love to take another caller. It's Sheila from Florida. And Sheila, when you're ready, please say hello.
Hey, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going okay.
Oh, no. Hey. How can I help you today, Sheila?
I was wondering what you could tell me, what can I do to be more motivated?
Oh, to be motivated. Oh, my friends are talking to the right person. Here's why. Because if you were to talk to anybody who's gone to my classes, I'm kind of boot camp style, so I'm happy to give you homework. Are you up for it?
Oh, awesome. Yes, I am.
All right, sweet. So here's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling that you're a little bit tired, that you're incredibly sad, but you're not allowing the sadness to come out, and that you're trying to turn your sadness into determination. And so you're having this really weird conflict going on where nothing's making you feel good because you're sad and you're trying to be determined, and there's no joy in any of that. And so there's, because of all that's going on, it's hard to even look outside and going, ooh, it's a beautiful day out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So because we're talking about stuff, here's what I'd love for you to do. I hear that there's a couple of things in your house that have a lot of sentimental value. I'm not saying that you have to get rid of them. What I'd like you to do is I'd like you to sit with them and just sit with them, be very quiet, allow yourself to start journaling and to talk with those, talk as in, journal out with those pieces near you, because what's going to happen is it's going to tap into those feelings. It's going to help you get some of that bottled up stuff out. You've had some pretty emotional things going on, and it's just time to let it kind of shake out. It's like you're a full sponge right now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to take stuff in when you're already full. So once that happens, and give it some time. If it takes more than, a couple of hours to do it, allow yourself some time to really go for it. And then once that happens, what's happened is that you've shaken out some emotional energy. So now you can start looking around and going, oh, all of a sudden you'll have different kind of vision. Okay. And then when that happens, then things will shift up. Are you working right now?
Yes, I am.
But I hear that you're not really liking your job. Are you kind of bored?
Oh, I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm bored.
Yeah.
I don't like the people. The people are kind of negative.
Yeah, and here's what, and the other thing too is that I don't see, there's absolutely no way where, there's absolutely no carrot to dangle in front of you. I mean, absolutely none. I mean, no matter where you look, there's you know, I mean, they don't even have good donuts on a Friday morning, so you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, you know, make me employee of the month, something, anything, right? So there's nothing
I
really
know, right?
Wrong. Yeah, so what I'd like you to do is do this one thing first, okay? Because then once that happens, you're going to be able to feel good enough to start looking for another job. Can I ask what kind of career you're in? Because I also hear that this is not the career for you.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I went to school for nursing.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm taking the requirements for that. But
right.
I am looking for another job, though, because this is like, this is career-wise, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, and so stick with school. My partner's a nurse, and best thing that's ever happened to her. So, you know, big kudos to you for going to school. It's a big deal. And, you know, we always need nurses, right? So, but here's what I'm hearing. What I'm hearing is you don't want to think career. What you want to think is time and energy, and that equals into money. So what you want to do is you want to find another job, and it can be mindless. It's okay. It can be something as simple as going back and becoming going and just doing a barista job. It doesn't have to be. You don't attach yourself to what the title is or what the work is. What's really important is that you want to be with like-minded people and that the time works for your schooling. The reason I say that is once you have the time and once you have the energy, the money is going to happen. It's really strange, but it'll be something as simple as you change your job and you don't worry as much about what the hourly wage is, and you're going to actually fall into money. It can be something as simple as a lottery ticket scratcher, or if it's service oriented, then all of a sudden that you are going to fall into this window of you have nothing but big tippers. Okay. Once that happens, you'll be able to free up again. But again, the first thing that you have to do is to really acknowledge and experience your sadness. Okay.
Mhm.
All right. Do you have any questions about that?
What type of job did you mention?
It could be anything.
I didn't get that.
It could be anything. It could be anything as super simple as like a barista. You know, it's more about
what's that?
A barista is like working at Starbucks, working for coffee.
Oh, okay.
You know, so it could be something as simple as, so don't worry about the money. You want to work, think about time and energy. Okay?
Okay.
Okay,
all right.
Three things. There's your homework. Ready? Three things.
Yes.
Sit with your sadness, journal, and then open up and then start thinking about time and energy. Don't think about money. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You are absolutely welcome.
Okay.
I hope that helps. All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and take another call from Gail. Gail, how are you?
Hi. Can you hear me?
You sound fantastic.
Okay. Thanks. Hi. Yeah, I'm just calling in. I basically need like an angel reading or a clearing, a healing. I'm just going through a lot of stuff in my life right now and starting over, and it's just a really challenging time. So maybe some kind of healing or clearing, or you know what I mean? We pick
sure.
up, you know.
Yeah. I'm so really, first of all, I don't want to say I'm sorry, because what is going on with you right now is amazing, as uncomfortable and as challenging as it is. I can feel the energy shifting, that there's you got tears going on. You've got a whole lot of, you know, that you're also in a pretty sad place, that it's feeling a little bit foreign to you. And yet this is the most solid I think you've probably felt in a really long time. And that's what I'd really like you to focus on, is that in all this really, you know, crappy, I want to say worse than crappy, but there you have it.
It is going through hell right now.
And I'm really sorry, but I have to say, in all this, I'm feeling that there's this fire inside of you that hasn't been tapped, that's really starting to burn. And it's a drive, and it's more, I won't even call it passion, because it's actually a drive. So what I would say to you, in terms of angelic healing, you're in an incredibly amazing place. You are well loved and well protected. You are surrounded. You're surrounded by a big teacher. If you believe in having teachers and guides, you have this great big teacher who is actually cloaking you, I guess is the best way to say it. Like they have a big cape. I don't see the gender, but it feels she feels feminine in energy, and she's kind of like the, you know, don't please, you know, take this. I don't want to offend you anyway, but she's kind of like the mom authority figure that you've always wanted, and really wrapping you up. So you are well protected. There's, you know, as tough as all this stuff is going on, you're really safe and you're not alone.
Okay. Good. All right. Do you see me moving this summer by any chance, or like getting my own place?
I see it happening this year, but not this summer. So you guys, there's still a little bit of stuff that needs to happen, but don't worry. It's, you know, I wouldn't worry about that. It's more about getting some of the other stuff, but I do see it happening before Thanksgiving. All right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're in a great place. I'm really, really, I'm excited for you. Super excited.
Okay, good. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care. All right. And always call back if you'd like.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right. That was amazing. She's an amazing place, and super excited for her. My next caller is Crystal from Connecticut, and
hello.
I was. Hey.
Yes.
How are you? Wow. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank
you. Hi, my spouse and I were trying to go to Australia.
Uh-huh.
And we wanted to know if he'd be able to get a job over there because he did an interview.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to know if he would get a job.
Okay, did you get your husband said what?
What's that?
The person who was interviewed, can I get his name again?
Michael.
And can I get his age really quick?
Oh, 28.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? This is really good. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't get this job. But what will happen is that there is a if he doesn't get this job, there is a parallel job that will happen. So it's kind of like, we really liked you. You're not an exact fit, but we can go ahead and move you over. So I do see a move that's happening. It's not going to be as fast as you'd like, but it feels solid and fluid. Okay.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you were talking to me.
Right.
Do you have any questions around that, or is that pretty much what you wanted to know?
Anytime soon?
Well, soon to you would be tomorrow.
Anyway.
So it's not that soon. There's a couple of things that need to be ironed out. One of them being that there's going to be a little bit back and forth about some terms, I guess is the best way to call it, in which the move is involved. So once those things are taken care of, then it will happen. It's not going to be, bumpy, but it's not going to be as quick, you know, like it's not going to be lightning quick, but it's going to have nice progress. So just have some patience. It's going to happen. All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, I'll continue listening.
Wow. Great. I'm so excited to hear that. And call back in anytime, please.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Then. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Listen, I'm so sad to say that I have to go to a commercial break, but we are going to do a commercial break. And in the meantime, please feel free to call in 657-383-0608 and press 1. I would love to talk with you. All right? See you on the other side of break.
Experience the magic of Angel Heart for You, nestled in the heart of beautiful downtown Benicia, California. Embrace the aroma of scented candles, essential oils, incense, and aromatherapy products as you wander the aisles of inspirational and metaphysical books and gifts. Enjoy the positive energy vibrating in this historical site where the well-known author Jack London was once a frequent visitor. If you're in need of a smile or a hug, Angel Heart for You is the place to visit. Do you have an intention or a wish to manifest? Experience the magic of our intention tree. email us at angelheartforyouradiochannel@gmail.com and be included in our sacred intention tree ritual. Just write us your intention and we'll offer it up in fire along with those left in our store, then offer them again to the beach and water in Benicia. May angels be with you in all your comings and goings. Love, Angel Heart for you. Join us for the experience of a lifetime. Sacred Connections Sedona Retreats invites you to a powerful 3-day retreat in the beauty of the high desert. People travel from all over the world just to experience the healing vortexes in Sedona, Arizona. Through a series of mindful meditations and spiritual activities amongst the red rocks, let the land call you home to your higher self and source. Surrender, transform, Sedona. Sacred Connections Sedona Retreat is hosted by Angel Heart for You Radio hosts Tana Newberry and Linda Grindel. Learn more at www.sacredconnectionssedona.com.
Well, hello. Today, you're here with Cynthia Varkavisser, your modern-day mystic, and we're talking about stuff. I am taking calls at this moment, so if you'd like, please dial in at 657-383-0608 and press 1 if you want to go ahead and talk with me. So I see that I have a caller who is Lisa from Connecticut. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm here.
Here is actually a really good place to be. I know exactly how you feel.
Okay.
I know exactly how you feel. So, how can I help you today?
My life has been a struggle since I was 15, and I'm 57, and I'm wondering, is it ever going to turn around for me from health to finances to relationships? I'm just so lost.
You know, what's really funny is you sound so young.
I'm five all the time.
I'm sorry?
I'm five all the time.
You're five all the time?
Mm-hmm.
You don't sound five. You sound youthful, but you don't sound five. Here's what I hear. What I hear is that you've had huge heartbreak that you haven't recovered from. And the heartbreak is actually closer to source than most of us usually have when we're that young. So for me, my first heartbreak would be, you know, I don't even know, because my first heartbreak really happened kind of in high school, the typical heartbreak type of thing, but yours was closer to source. It almost feels like there was a family break or something like that where someone really close to you broke when you were young and you haven't really recovered. So here's what I recommend in order to shift it around. What I would really like for you to do is, do you go outside very often?
I try to since I learned about grounding.
Yeah, so this is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that you really do better if you spend a lot of time outside. So I don't remember where are you sitting at these days? Where are you from?
It's Connecticut. Not too good to sit outside all year.
Yeah, I'm like, it's a little cold. So bad. So if you can, bundle up, get super warm. You don't have to travel very far, but it's the connection to the outside that's super important, because right now what happens is that your habit is to be disconnected. And all that means really is that because you're reaching out, right? You're reaching out energetically, but your projection is that you are what's that word, conservative or, you know, conserved, is that people don't know how to reach back to you. So by going out and connecting with nature, nature is much smarter than we humans are. And so they, you know, nature will bring back to you, and it helps you get more connected. Once you have this connection, it's much easier for you to connect with other people. And that's the connection that you've been looking for. You haven't gotten this connection in quite a while in the way that actually serves you. Do you know what I mean? You do really well, but it's not feeding you in the way that you want it to feed. So on the outside, it looks like you're being fed, but on the inside, you're not. Okay, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any questions about, I mean, it sounds really crazy, but it's that simple. I'm talking about at least 15 minutes every day and just going out, being quiet, bundle up, and so long as you're not, you know, harming yourself, that is what's going to shift you up. And it's going to take at least a week of doing this thing in order to feel a difference. So can you commit to me a week of doing this and then give me a call back to tell me how you're doing?
Don't you have to be barefoot?
No. Not in my world. In my world, as long as you're out and you're connecting to nature, your energy is greater than that on your shoes. It's best if you're barefoot, but you know, it's okay that you're not. You're not going to. It doesn't defeat the purpose.
Here's how dedicated I am. I have gone out there and stood barefoot in the snow.
Okay, well, you know, I hope you don't do that every day for 15 minutes. But go on out, do that for 15 minutes. Be bundled up and do it every day for at least a week, and then check back in with me, because from there it's going to shift up. Okay, you'll be able to notice the shift.
That would be beautiful. Thank you so much.
And then once that happens, then we can talk about other stuff. But that's the most important thing right now. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in. I better hear from you.
All right. Then you will. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Take care. All right. Then my next call is John from North Carolina. John, are you out there? Hello, John, are you there?
Yes.
How's it going?
It's going.
Okay, well, let's see if we can help it go even better.
That would be great.
How can I help you today?
I guess I'm just kind of calling with a life purpose question.
Are you feeling a little bit stuck?
Way stuck.
Okay, so I see that, you know, here's the funny thing, is that you got a whole lot. Here's what I hear. I hear you got a big picture, and you're at step one, and because you don't know how to get to big picture, you feel small. Okay? Does that make sense when I say that?
Sure.
Okay. And be really honest, and if it doesn't, just let me know. So what happens is that you're running in this funky little cycle of how in the heck am I going to get big when I'm this small and I don't know how to get to that big and I don't know what the next – and I don't know what steps 2, 3, 4, and 5 are in order to get to that big place, right? And you've always wanted to be really big, but the problem is that it's almost as if you never had a mentor to go, hey, John, look, here are the steps, right? Let's just coach you on through it. And it's really, really simple. The first thing that I would recommend is that you actually get a coach. Coaches don't have to be, you don't have to pay for a coach. A coach is just someone that kind of walks you along and checks in with you from time to time. You don't need hand holding. You just need someone to check in and touch base with. That's the first thing. The second thing is that, you don't like to take small steps because it doesn't feel like the purpose for the small steps goes to the big steps. But what happens is that as you take small steps, the path will appear. And you've never really felt like that's how it goes. It feels like you have to, you know, there's my goal. Now let's make a path, and then we walk the path. You're in a place right now where you actually have to just take action. The path will appear, and then go to the next step. Do you like to speak in public?
I don't. I haven't.
What is it that you do for a living?
Nothing.
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 Okay, what have you done in the past?
Well, when I started waking up, I used to be a chef. I stopped that. I tried being, and then when I woke up, I tried being a medium for about 2 years.
Uh-huh.
That totally didn't work, especially where I'm at.
Okay.
And then I'm also a musician, but for the past year I've had no income, and I'm like, it's either put a gun to my head or put every, like, two articles of clothing in a backpack and start walking across the country because, I mean, this is ridiculous.
Guess which one? Yeah, the redonk. Here's the deal. The truth is that putting a gun to your head is not the answer. The two articles of clothing in your backpack is a good idea because it's all about action. Doesn't mean that you have to do it literally, but it's all about taking the small step. Again, just so you know, I've been wanting to be on radio for a really long time. I always wanted to be a celebrity in some way, shape, or form. I could not figure out how to do it. I come from a family that's super tight knit, and we're all about survival. And so, you know, I couldn't really figure out what those pieces are. I've been doing readings for over 20 years, and this is the radio show, which is brand spanking new. I didn't do a straight path, and I didn't do a get quick rich thing. But anyway, what I'd like you to say is just go ahead and start doing something. As you focus on the something, the big things are going to happen. And I'd love to talk to you more, but I have three other phone calls that I'd like to get to. And and all you need to do is just that small thing. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay. Do the small
thing. Thank you.
Do the really small things, all right? So, and if it's about travel, then make sure you write about it, okay?
Right.
It's super important. All right. Take really good care of yourself, and please just do action. Action would be good. So my next call is Marty. And Marty, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am. Thank
are you,
you
doing,
for
Marty?
Taking me.
Oh, thank you. How can I help you today?
Well, as I told your producer when she was screening the calls, I like to try to stay open to whatever spirit wants to bring through because I have too many damn things I'd like to know about. So I'll let spirit decide what's the most important. They can do the triage, you know?
I love it. You know what's funny is that I'm nosy too, which is why I love readings. And then the beautiful thing about doing readings is that I get to be nosy with the clients and then, you know, then the information leaves and then I forget. So I
yeah,
get
you can be nosy with their permission. That's
yep, I get to be nosy with their permission. But then what's even better is then it goes away, and then I'm not nosy anymore. So then I get to be nosy with the next person. It's like the best job ever. So,
by the way, I just have to tell you, you just have the most delightful energy. You know,
oh,
just listening to you is a pleasure. You're so bubbly, and you just have such a great energy to you, so...
Thank you so much. That
reminds
really
me of listening
grateful.
To James Van Prague. He has the same effect on me. I think he's delightful. But
well, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so excited to be doing this and working with you. So let's do a really quick general reading and see where you are, okay?
Okay.
Here's what I hear. I hear that that you know, you already told me you got a lot of stuff going on, but I can tell you that a lot of the stuff is how's your health? I hear that your health is just a little bit off. Is it true?
It's been a little bit off pretty much my whole life. So.
Yeah, okay. don't feel bad. I've been off my whole life too, and it's just that's a personality thing. But really quick is that you are one of these people that say that things are okay and they're not. And so you have buildup. And if you have any chance to do body work, I highly recommend getting some body work done so that someone can actually help you and have them actually work on your stomach. There is a type of massage called Qi Nei Tsang. I don't know if it's something that you could find locally. But what they do is they actually will work on your intestines and on your gut. And they believe that that's where the healing is from. So you have a lot of stuff going on in your gut. And once that gets released, or at least, you know, and then just so you know, it's bits of old stuff. So it's like really old memories that are just stuck in there. Once that's done, then the health shakeup is going to shift up, and you're actually going to feel clearer. So do you do readings? Because if you don't, you should be.
I've had people tell me that before.
Yeah.
I used to do cards for friends once in a while. I haven't touched them in years. I do sometimes get little downloads here or there, or, you know, little bits of, you know, a sentence here or there from one of my guides and all, but I guess I haven't flexed my psychic muscles well enough where I can be consistent about it.
Well, if you so if you do this, so you can get any regular massage work, but if you can get the Chi Nait Song, the, you know, the one that works on your stomach, that would actually be best for you. And then what will happen is I hear that you're actually good with dream work. So so get this body work done, and it's going to shift things up. And if you want to talk about dream work and how that can work, please get back with me. I would love to refer you and help you out in any way. All right?
So primarily what you're talking about is like a type of a Chinese medicine massage kind of thing, is that, which I guess in conjunction is a, and it's an energy work as well. But so just straight energy work wouldn't do the trick, you don't think?
No, not in this instance, because it's right now it's stuck into your muscle memory, and so an actual massage would be good. It doesn't have to be Chinese massage. It's just the act of just think about, you know, you're full of stuff, and it's a physical release, and that will help. If you can get the Chi Nait Song, that would be great, but it doesn't have to happen. I just heard from Tana that you're a regular participant in our chat room, and I just want to say thank you so much for being one of those people that have been supporting me as well as Angel Heart for You Radio Channel.
Well, you're very welcome. I listen to a lot of shows on Blog Talk, although a lot of them just, I'm like, yeah, later for you. But I love you. You have a great energy. So.
Well, thank you.
I'll be coming back to haunt you. I unfollowed a bunch of them because it was bummer.
Go get your body work and done, and then tell me if a shift occurred. I'm really curious. It'd be great to find out.
Well,
okay.
As soon as finances permit, I'll look into it. For the meantime, I have a shaman that's willing to do some distance healing with me for a nominal donation or free even, because, yeah, I, as they say, I be Poe. So.
Yeah. But you know what? You can also do a trade. So if someone is working on doing a massage, you can also worry on doing as they are learning to do massage, you are learning to do reading. So you can do that kind of thing too, and that's free. So I have to take another phone call. It's been such a pleasure talking with you, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Okay, dear. You have a terrific day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.
I have one more person, and I have to take it because it's a Cindy, and I have Cindy in Delaware. Cindy, are you out there? Hello, Cindy, are you there? Oh, Cindy, where are you?
I'm here.
Ah, I gotcha. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well, thank you. Super grateful to be here. Super grateful to be talking with you. So I would love to hear what you're up to. How can I help?
I've been kind of disconnected from a friend lately, and I'm just kind of feeling a void and missing him, and wanted to see if you could tell me if we're going to reconnect anytime soon.
Sure. Can I get his name really quick?
His name is Matt.
Go by Matt, or does he go by Matthew?
Well, it's kind of like my name's Cynthia, but I go by Cindy. So his is Matthew, and he goes by Matt.
But he does go by Matt. He's actually going through a shift, so don't take it personally. The reason I asked is because when you said Matt, I heard a person say Matthew. To me, that means that either he's got two personalities. Like, you know, I get called Cindy by my family and Cynthia by my work, right? So so then I can see where he is in relation. But because you just told me that he goes over, you know, he's Matt all the time, that what's happening is that he's going through a major shift right now, and he's doing some reflecting, some woulda, shoulda, couldas, and trying to figure out what's going to be really important to him for the next phase of his life. I will tell you that he does think about you, that you do figure into this mix, but there is some kind of unfinished conversation, let's call it, some unfinished conversation that he's got to have inside of himself, because he's kind of a, what are they called? He's kind of an inner talker, where he'll go through a conversation before he goes through a conversation. Do you know what I'm talking about, those kind of people? So he's got to have that inner conversation before he's willing to talk with you, okay? So that's his end of the thing. Your side of the street is that you have a little bit of, let's call it, you got a little bit of resistance of what's going on. So it's kind of like this. I really miss him, and there's some stuff going on, but there's some stuff I need to say to him as well. Do you know what I mean by that? So
definitely.
Okay, great. Because I was going to say, I can always bring my ex-husband in as as an example. And I'm glad I don't have to. If what's really important for you right now is to be of one mind, okay? So it can be of one mind means you can either say, hey, I have something really important to say, and not worry about the relationship because the message of what you have to say is what's important. Or you go to the other side.
Well, that's the part that scares me is how he's going to react.
Don't worry about it, because here's what's going to happen. This is the funny part about relationship is in a relationship, how someone responds really isn't what's the hardest part. It's all the fear that goes up to it, and then the response is not as big of a deal, right? Because it's all inner work that you have to do. So what's happening with you is what's more important, the message or the relationship, and you got to figure that out. Just know that you're going to get, both, but you have to be in alignment with one. And then once that happens, you'll be able to have a conversation, and there'll be a reconnection. I can't guarantee that it'll be a connection the way that you want it to be, but there will be a connection, and for something that can be built upon. Okay, does that make sense when I say that? So don't worry. It's not going to be like he's going to, disconnect from you forever and ever or anything even remotely dramatic like that. The hardest part is for you to kind of be of one mind. And just so you know, there's no wrong answer for you, because you will get both. You just have to figure out which way energetically you'd like to go. And it has to be in alignment in order for your message to come across. Okay. So,
all right.
You're in a really good place, and really think about how big that, the message is. I don't know exactly what the message is, but I can feel it's really important to you. So it's going to be a fun thing for you to sit with for the next day or two.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much, Cynthia.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. I am getting ready to finish up this show. We're already at the end. I'm so sorry, 860, that we've run out of time. Please feel free to check in with me on Friday, where I do come in Everyday Mystic and we do talk relationships. However, I'm happy to take phone calls of any nature to help everyone out there. This is something that I absolutely love to do. Feel free to see me on Facebook. You can catch me at Cynthia Facebook.com/ Cynthia Varkavisser. You can also catch me on my website. It's modernday-mystic.com. And it'll pop you over to my website. You can find me in lots of places in the Bay Area. And I do my best not to hide. So come find me. I'm in Oakland, I'm in Berkeley, and I'm in Benicia. I'd like to thank Tana for being such a great, great producer, and how she keeps me all together and sounding so professional. I'd like to thank Angel Heart for you for having this channel. Please check out Linda Grindel tomorrow. She is incredible and super, super funny. Check her out tomorrow. We have Cher on Wednesday, and we have Miranda on Friday, and of course, I am the Piece de Resistance on Friday afternoon at 1 p.m. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you then. Bye.
Thank you for listening to another empowering show. Tune in every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Monday and Friday to hear our live show. Learn more about our live shows at www.angelheartforyouradio.com and keep tuning in to the Angel Heart For You radio channel.